This is Pam Johnson Bennett with my Think Like a Cat behavior and training tip. Today's topic, litter box problems due to location aversion. The location of the litter box can create anxiety for both the cat and the human. The human typically wants the box as far away and as out of sight as possible. The cat, however, needs the box conveniently located. You need to look at it from her point of view. Would you want to have to travel down 2 flights of stairs and then go out to the garage when nature calls? I doubt it. Convenience is very important when it comes to taking care of personal business, and that applies to your cat as well. You may have the ideal litter box that's filled with the best litter, and you might be keeping it sparklingly clean. But if your cat doesn't like the location, you've set the stage for a potential litter box problem. It's important to view the setup from her perspective in order to figure out the best location. Now, every cat is an individual, so you have to take that into consideration when you're trying to figure out what location to use. But here are some general guidelines. Let's start with something so basic but often overlooked. Cats don't eat where they eliminate. This means don't place the litter box close to the food and water bowls. It comes down to how a cat is hardwired for survival. They eliminate away from their home in order to avoid attracting predators. When you place the litter box near the food, it sends a mixed message, and that creates anxiety. The reason this setup can result in a litter box problem is that the cat can't physically move the food and water, but she can take herself to another area in order to eliminate. Next up, let's talk about balancing privacy and vulnerability. Privacy ranks really high on our list when we think about what we want in our bathroom facilities. For a cat, however, the need for safety ranks higher than the need for privacy. When a cat's in the litter box, she's vulnerable to being ambushed, and this is especially the case in a multi-cat household where there's just even the smallest degree of hostility. Even if there isn't any hostility, one cat entering the litter box area can actually startle the cat who's in there taking care of business. I've talked and written so much about the need for an escape route from the litter box. When a cat's in there, she needs to have more than one option when it comes to a way to get out of there. That's why I generally don't like the idea of covered litter boxes. When you have a covered litter box, it's only one way in and one way out. And also when it comes to location, even if you have an uncovered box, you can create stress and limit that escape potential if you've put the box in a closet or you've put it under a piece of furniture or wedged it in a corner. Now granted, both you and your cat probably don't want to have the litter box right in the middle of the family room or in areas where there's a high amount of family traffic, but you do need to balance privacy and vulnerability. And this may mean something as simple as just sliding the box out from under the desk, taking it out of the closet, or just moving it a few inches away from the corner. The noise factor should also be considered when you're thinking about the best location for a litter box. Aside from the bathroom, the most common location for a litter box is typically the laundry room, and that may seem like a logical choice because it's typically not carpeted, so it's easy to clean, but the cat may not like having a litter box right next to the washing machine, because that washing machine may go on the spin cycle when timing is not the best. There are some homes that have washing machines where they actually rattle and walk across the floor almost. Well, imagine the fear the cat must experience with that. Another noisy location is the garage. Some people install a pet door so that the cat can simply come and go as she needs to use the box, but you've got an extreme noise factor when you're dealing with the garage. The overhead door opening and closing can be very frightening, or the car being started or turned off, or even the car just pulling up in the driveway. Now let's discuss guarding and territory. In a multi-cat household, one cat can actually exhibit guarding behavior by appearing to casually lounge in the hallway in front of the litter box area. Now to you, this may look as if she's just lounging there, just napping, but to the other cats in the house, it becomes an obvious no trespassing sign. Also in a multi-cat household, One cat may be afraid to cross another cat's preferred area, so she'll choose to eliminate on the carpet in a room where she feels safe, or a room that no one has really claimed. When it comes to the litter box setup for a multi-cat home, it's important to have not only the same number of boxes as you have cats, but also to locate them throughout the house so no one cat ever has to feel anxious about crossing another cat's path. Remember, keep your cat's needs in mind. It's not about you and your convenience. It's about what's convenient for your cat. And every cat is an individual, so pay attention to your cat's behavior in and around the litter box. Look at the setup from her point of view, and you may just discover there's room for improvement. This is Pam Johnson Bennett. For more on this and other behavior topics, visit our website at catbehaviorassociates.com.